Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I thought I'd go into, in this section, one of the most important topics for staying young, and that is your stem cells. And the reason, the trigger of this, is a really interesting study from Stanford, where 18 people, I think it was 18, maybe 19, it was someplace between 17 and 19 people who had had strokes and were stable, then meaning they had a stroke, they had a problem of brain dysfunction that led to a inability to use one or more of their muscles, so they couldn't walk normally, or they couldn't use the right or left hand, or they couldn't smile normally. And they were stable, so they were between 3 months and 2 years after the stroke, and they hadn't seen any more progress even with physical therapy, etc. And then what these researchers did is they took some stem cells from these people's pelvis and did a what we call a burr hole. They did it, drilled a hole into the skull, and in and through alignment with what we call MRI in the operating room, that is using ability to target where to inject these stem cells into the area of brain that wasn't functioning. They injected the person's own stem cells, and about half of the people showed then dramatic improvement in that muscle, that lack of muscle movement. Some so much that they got out of wheelchairs or got out of literally being paralyzed and started walking again. Now, why am I bringing this up, and what is causing this excitement? Well, in my mind, there are 14 areas, hot areas of research. And as we've talked about with the area of 5 days of relative decreased calories and then normal eating, 5 days of periodic calorie restriction, you regenerate stem cells. And there's another article talking about regenerating stem cells in the New England Journal this week via another technique, and we're going to talk about that in a second too. But what this was is you normally, when you use your stem cells, if you have sunburn, why don't you get a scab on your skin? Or if you have heartburn, why don't you get a scab in your esophagus? How come you have normal function? Well, that is because if you normally, if you restore blood flow to that area, such as you have a heart attack or stroke, and you restore blood flow, and your stem cells can get to that area because you restored blood flow, then your stem cells will repair that area with normal cells. So instead of, if you had a heart attack, and instead of having poor contractile function, poor muscle contraction of your heart, and so you don't get enough blood flow out of it, if you restore blood flow fast enough and you have your normal stem cells come in there, they will pump blood normally and you'll have an ejection fraction, that's what we call the percent of blood you eject, that will be normal. Well, if you use up all your stem cells in repairing sunburn and heartburn, then you don't have enough stem cells left. And we die when we don't have enough stem cells. So this was taking relatively young people who had had strokes, had lack of muscle function, but injecting stem cells into the brain. And so the Stanford researchers, this was done at Stanford, were totally amazed by this, and so were most of the rest of us, because they put the stem cells in areas that probably didn't have normal blood flow restored. But what we know is that you can regenerate your stem cells with this periodic fast diet, 5 days a month, 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next four, then you eat normally, hopefully you'll eat Mediterranean, and you get more stem cells. And what do you do to do that? Well, you regenerate the telomeres. Now, telomeres are repeated proteins located at the ends of our chromosomes, and the telomeres function to protect the chromosomes from recognition as damaged or infectious DNA. So you need longer telomeres to keep reproducing your cells, especially your stem cells. And when these reproduce, you can get more stem cells and you get more repair. And that's what we call the holy grail of aging, is to get more stem cells so you can repair it. Well, who knows where this is going to go, but injecting stem cells into your brain directly and getting resolution of stroke symptoms, that's the stuff of science fiction. But that's one of the key articles this week. This was done in humans. It was done in an experimental protocol. And until that experimental protocol comes to Cleveland or the city near you, at least I would get myself to Stanford to get in this study if I had a stroke and stable muscle loss, stable muscle function loss after a stroke. So that's my take on that study. You're welcome, of course, to ask us questions. The email line is open at, and I have forgotten to tell you about it, the email line is open at, of course, udocs, UDOCS at gmail.com. Muriel asks me, does a 2-day fast, does fast 2 days a week do the same? And the answer is, it doesn't appear to be. That is, there is something special about 5 days of decreased calories and then rejuvenation. When they've tried this at 2 and 3 days, they have not gotten the same regeneration of stem cells. They have gotten the same biomarkers of aging, that is your weight and your waist and your inflammatory markers seem to go down like you do with longer calorie restriction if you do 2 days of fasting, but you don't get the regeneration of stem cells. And it is those stem cells, that is repair, that is one of the holy grail of aging areas and one of the real areas. So Muriel, thank you for your question, but the answer is, unfortunately, 2 days of fast does not have the same beneficial effects in humans or in the animal models that have been studied. So it's both animals and humans have not shown the same benefit with just 2 days. Presumably you do get some benefit with 2 days, but not that stem cell rejuvenation. So that's my special story. If you want to rejuvenate stem cells, go on that 5-day fast. There are other things. So what is the other article? Well, the other article was about danazol treatment for telomere disease. So this article came out of the, it was funded by the National Institutes of Health, and it was from the National Institutes of Health, as well as a group in São Paulo, Brazil. So they were looking at telomere disease. What's telomere disease? Well, telomere disease is a rapid decay in telomeres, which leads to inability to repair, and these people have shortened lifespan. So they're tend to be men because it is a sex-linked on the chromosome disease process. And so what they did with these is they gave these men, and these men, that what happens is the telomeres become unresponsive to androgens. All of us have male hormones, and those male hormones apparently are important for this. Women produce them in their adrenals. Men produce them as they get older in their adrenals as well. These are important for keeping up your telomere length. We'll come back. When we come back after the break, I'll tell you what happened with this study of androgens, that is giving a androgen, danazol is the specific drug, to people with a telomere disease. We'll be right back after these important messages on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
The all-important family meal. dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? Because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers? Those that don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Last question. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon at the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient for you. Others promise, Natron delivers. Visit natron.com today.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. Let's go back to that story I started to talk to you about. That is, if you will, the story of, I want to get it right, well, it's how to increase your telomeres on your stem cells. So, if you will, one of our, Muriel, who emailed me the question about this 2 days' work, has said, where is a book on it? I think the only book I know of on it, and I'm sending one to Muriel because she asked the question is, Are You Staying Young? Our updated edition talks about it. So let me tell you about it. It's 5 days of reduced calories, 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next four. It basically means that you can eat as much of a tomato corn soup. Let me tell you how to make it. 28 ounces of diced tomatoes, 28 ounces of cooked diced tomatoes, 28 ounces of water, 8 ounces of corn niblets, 8 ounces of water, and as many onions and season as much seasoning to taste, and that's about 7. It's about 40 calories a serving, so you could have. I think it was to get to 750 calories, you can have 17 servings of that. A serving being 8 ounces in a day to get to that point, and you would still be. Under the calorie limit for those last days, and then you eat, and you do that 5 days every month, by the way. So I'm going to start it today. I've been doing it 11 months since the data came out. It was so strong. But in fact, the data are pretty good that you could do this and then on the sixth and seventh days, not only do you get a reduction in the markers of aging, which is your reduction in your inflammatory markers, reduction in the cholesterol level, better blood pressure, you lose weight after those 5 days, etc. But you regenerate the telomeres on your stem cells, which is the holy grail, as we've said, in aging. What about this in when you look at this telomere disease, and the telomere disease is the disease that these people have, and it's a rare disease. It leads to bone marrow failure, cirrhosis of the liver, pulmonary fibrosis, as well as an increased risk of cancer. And bone marrow failure has often been treated with androgens, that is male hormones. Androgens, women and men make them and are important for maintaining your telomeres. We make them in our adrenals as we get older. Well, recently treatment with male hormones was shown to lead to hematologic improvement and telomere elongation in a mouse model of telomere dysfunction. That is, we know the gene that causes this. We know how to change genes in mice. They cut out this part of that gene in mice, so they then can breed these mice for it, and the mice have this disease, and then they can test medications, and one of them was danazol. Danazol is a male androgen, and in a very low dose, now it does have side effects. What are the side effects? It causes liver abnormalities and muscle cramps, and you can do this, and so they did this in the 27 people, and the surprise was at 12 people who could be evaluated for telomere end length at 6 months, all of them had increased telomere length, and at 24 months, all 27 had increased telomere length from the danazol. Very few got side effects, so this is a treatment that looks very promising for the telomere disease, and may be promising for helping us learn about repair of telomeres for us who have otherwise normal. That is, it may be one of the secrets to repairing your own body. Again, you can email us at youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com with questions, or call on the hotline, The toll-free number, 800, it's 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. You get to talk to our engineer, Ben, who's superb at putting you through. I'm looking forward to talking to Jim. I haven't heard Jim in a couple weeks. So, Jim, give us a call. Jim Graham, who is someone who often calls us, and I'm looking forward to him. Donald of Cleveland sent in an interesting article, and because of my allergy, I'm going to take a 10-second break and come back to you and say, Donald said, on the internet, there's a study that says, study finds salmon caught near Seattle full of cocaine and antidepressants. And my answer to Donald is, don't believe everything you read. We will have Gary Ginsberg, our top toxicologist and one of the top in the world, look at that study over the next week and tell me whether we should place anything in it. In the meantime, do eat fish. If you're going to eat fish, eat it. Make sure you get it from a variety of fish sellers from different markets. And of course, the best of the salmon is that from the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run in June. So it's coming up. That's right. The best time to buy salmon is going to be June 15th to August 15th. Comes around every year. But that period of time is when you can get the salmon least expensively, and wild salmon. And interestingly, by DNA testing, when you buy salmon between June 15th and August 15th, there's a 98% likelihood, even if you buy what's called farm-raised salmon, you're getting wild salmon in that period of time. Conversely, if you buy even wild salmon at the rest of the year, there's a 97% chance you're getting farm-raised. That's just, I can't believe it, but those are the statistics by DNA testing that USDA gets. Obviously, you want, so the best salmon, get that salmon that's canned, that's the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run, or get that that's frozen, that's the that's cooked and then frozen, that's the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run. That's how I get my salmon. Inexpensively, I say the name, I have no relationship to the store, but I do eat the Costco Trident salmon. Costco sells it. It's really fairly inexpensive, and it's wonderful. Again, you can email us questions at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. What lessons? Muhammad Ali died recently, I think today, matter of fact, if you're listening to us on Saturday. If you're not, Muhammad Ali, and what lessons do we take from his death? And what would you do if I had Parkinson's or early Parkinson's? And why is it important to know about dementia early? Those are all top stories this week. We'll get to them when we come back from these important messages. But I want to make sure you know that there is an importance. Finding dementia and not ignoring it early is important. And why is that so important? Because otherwise people do things that are harmful to themselves, like cooking or doing weird things with car driving, etc., that could be harmful to others and even others in the family. We'll be right, like burning down the house with cooking. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's MICHAELS health.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio ND.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to us. And remember, we said it before the break, I wanted to talk about Alzheimer's disease and not diagnosing it quickly enough, and what problems that caused. Well, this is the story from this week on one of the top stories of the week was, and if you get our news, and all you have to do to get our news and to get the order of the show is send me a email. That is, send us an email at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and I'll send you the order of the show. But the story is, delays in spotting dementia doubles the risk of people doing risky behaviors, that is, unsafe activities such as cooking for themselves or driving for themselves or managing their medications themselves or managing their finances and having money stolen from them. God, that's horrible. This is a study of more than 7,600 Americans. All were 65 and older. 17% of people diagnosed with dementia and 28% of undiagnosed were still driving. Not good. 12% diagnosed and 29% undiagnosed were still managing their finances. Not good. 17% of diagnosed and 42% of undiagnosed continue to cook and use open flame in cooking. Again, a risk. So, And worse is the people controlling their own medication. 22% of those 22% of those diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia were still managing their medications. 50% of those not diagnosed. That's trouble because you can often get the wrong amount. Let's go back and try and get some of the other stories. By the way, the story of the week that I think is most important is that Alzheimer's could stem from an infection. What does that mean for you? It means you have to do things that decrease brain inflammation and infections and that strengthen your blood-brain barrier. That's have only healthy fats, no saturated fat at all, no coconut oil, no palm oil, no fat with meat. Those fats weaken the blood-brain barrier and allow some infections, such as those with herpes, to seem to go through easier. And in animal models of brain dysfunction, it causes brain dysfunction earlier. Obesity is increasing strongly. Americans are fatter than ever, says the CDC. The rate continued to increase. And if you look at it, the 2015 rate is 20.3%, up from 19.4%. Other surveys, the problem is even worse. The National Health and Nutrition Survey, 34.9% of adults 20 and older were obese. That means have a BMI greater than 30. That's up from a little under 34% in 2008. What's the group that is getting up? It's in fact in the CDC survey, 30.4% of Americans 20 and older were obese, up from 29.9%. That's self-reported, so that's probably why it isn't as high as in the National Health and Nutrition Study, which actually measured people's height and weight and does so every 5 years. What's the group that is most at risk? It turns out 40 to 59 and getting older have increased to 34.6% or obese compared to 26.5% in the 20 to 39-year-old and 30.1% of adults 60 and older. What's the best solution? You got it. Pushing away from the table, portion size, and physical activity, and in our mind, managing stress is one of the keys. You can manage stress often by having a walkable neighborhood and doing walking, as well as meditating. Meditating and yoga together. This is a wonderful story. Randomized controlled trial out of Texas, but I'll find out. This is a very interesting study because they did it and they found that the people who did yoga alone, their brain got a little better. The people who did meditation alone, their brain got a little better. But the people who did both of them together, remarkable. All it takes is meditation, thinking about something while you're doing a yoga pose, meditating, that is, doing whatever your meditation is during your yoga pose, they changed their brain function substantially. In fact, grew new neurons by doing those two together. So remember, we always say, manage stress, get the right foods and nutrients, including DHA, omega-3, do physical activity, and then, if you will, the other one is apparently doing physical activity and meditation together better than either one alone in this study. What about another quick hitter I'll do, and this is talcum powder is associated with ovarian cancer. A lawsuit awarded $55 million to this woman who developed ovarian cancer after using Johnson's baby powder. I thought this was well known. Don't use baby powder, especially not in your genital area. That talc stimulates cancer. I don't think baby powder should be used any place, but clearly not in your genital area if you're a woman. That is associated with ovarian cancer. It's interesting, the manufacturer of it puts it on the label. Johnson & Johnson, which repackages it, didn't put it on the label. And they are the ones on the hook for this $55 million for this woman who sued them for not knowing about talcum. But the key is, don't do it. Don't use talcum powder. Should you take a vitamin is another story. The answer is, of course, if you're in the pregnancy-bearing age, taking a multivitamin with DHA prior to getting pregnant and during pregnancy decreases autism risk by 40%, decreases childhood cancer risk by 65%, decreases brain dysfunction and spina bifida risks by 85%. Take it. Both men and women, a prenatal multivitamin if you're in the childbearing ages. Remember, 50% of pregnancies are unplanned. Don't just do it when you're planning a pregnancy. Do it between 12 and 50 if you're a woman, and if you're having unprotected sex and a guy. What about over the age of 50? All we have is good data from the Men's Health Study. These are men who are eating optimal diets and doing physical activity. Those that took a multivitamin decreased cancer risk by about 8% over the age of 50, by 18% over the age of 70. So do that probably for women too, but certainly if you're a guy, I do half a multivitamin in the morning and half in the evening is the way to do that. When we come back, we're going to wrap up all of the data that we've gone over today, and I hope you'll stay with us for, in case you missed it, that's the study on, if you will, from, that's how Dr. Oz says it on his show, in case you missed it, one of the starts, what do you do about sunscreen? Use it. Men miss the back of their neck and their scalp, women miss the front of their neck, their chest area, and both genders miss your feet. So we'll come back and get all of those stories when we come back. And we'll talk about the FDA proposes guidelines for salt added to food. And we'll also talk about the other stories we haven't gotten to, such as the number of cancer survivors is going to go up more than fourfold in the next 30 years. What does that mean for you and what can you do about it? And why migraines are tied to heart attack risk. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We are a passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you live at the highest quality of your life ever. And by the way, remember to stay well by listening to Radio MD all the time. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact,
a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge.
Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine.
No synthetic drugs or chemicals.
Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. What have we done today? Where have we gone? Well, the great news is that there are a lot of very important things we've discussed today that come up in the most important, your stem cells. Right. Stem cells are key for repair, we said. How do you get more of them? Well, it looks like that fasting diet. It also looks like the maybe androgen hormone. We'll get back to that. How do you get a low enough dose so you don't get the side effects? Stay tuned. It'll take a couple years for that. But in the meantime, where was this used and why are we so excited about it this week? Well, it was used in Stanford in people who had stable strokes. They had strokes, they had brain dysfunction, lack of blood flow to their brain. That's what a stroke is in this case. And they had stable muscle function loss. That is, they couldn't use an arm or a leg or smile or even walk. And in this study of 17 people, those who got their own stem cells injected into their brain after they were stable, more than 50% of them, no, about 50% of them, got return, significant return, not a little return, but got out of the wheelchair and able to walk, got significant return. So you want to make sure you have your stem cells so that someone can inject them. Should you use sunscreen? Absolutely. How much? An ounce, that is a shot glass full, every day on those exposed surfaces such as your arms, legs, scalp, neck, back of neck for guys. Make sure you get it front of neck for women, and then bottom of feet for both. The next story, yoga plus meditation improve brain function. Doing either one seemed to help. Doing both together, meditating while doing yoga poses, that is forcing yourself to do physical activity while meditating, seemed to add to the benefits of both. The automegas, dealing with dementia, delaying dealing with it, increase the risk of car accidents, increase the risk of fires, increase the risk of your money being stolen. So if you know someone who's got a problem with dementia, make sure someone helps them and get them to take over their finances, their incomes and checks on cooking, maybe goes over how to do cooking in a microwave and no other way or something else with them, and gives them specific instructions on it, because otherwise you can burn down the whole house. That's what happened. And takes over driving for them and does things for them so that they don't feel a lack of driving, but does it. Medical lessons from Muhammad Ali, they're really important, I think, that it may be important as for Muhammad Ali to have done fighting and to have won the thriller in Manila by taking a brutal beating of his brain. But he was never the same afterwards. Did great works afterwards, don't get me wrong. He did do things for humans, but it is such a risk personally, and there aren't many people who can do that. I think that it would be better for all of us if you've got the same problem, that we have to think hard about how we do sports, whether it is baseball or soccer or synchronized swimming or football or any of these sports, lacrosse, etc., hockey. How do we do those without injuring our brain? Is there something we can do, like taking DHA omega-3, that helps protect us, as it does if you have a lot of sugar drinks? So remember that study we reviewed several weeks ago, DHA omega-3 helped decrease the side effects of having sugared drinks and eating a lot of fructose. People are avoiding taking osteoporosis drugs because of the rare side effects, and this is leading to an increased risk of bone fractures. And so the CDC is very worried about us, and the Rheumatology Society is very worried about us not getting enough treatment for osteoporosis and risking bone fracture. Remember, 40% of women get a bone fracture over the age of 65, and 25% of those die with it. 25% of men, but 40% die with it. So these are really increased, and the use of most commonly prescribed osteoporosis drugs fell 50% over the last 8 years. This is a real problem, in that fractures and the consequence of bone fractures are really significant. So we urge you to get help for that. Problem is not not taking the drugs as prescribed. It's not taking them at all. This is really trouble. Antidepressants aren't just for antidepression anymore. That's right. Antidepressants, 40% of the use of antidepressants in this study done in Canada, over 9,000 prescriptions, 40% of it was used for things other than depression. The good news is it was appropriate use. It was used for insomnia. It was used for hot flashes and menopause. All of those things work, although they're not approved by the FDA. Excuse me. Although those uses aren't approved by the FDA, those are appropriate uses of the antidepressants. Americans, fatter than ever. We talked about this. How do you do it? Well, the great news is that just walking, having a walkable neighborhood, managing stress, and a little concentration on diet seem to do it. What's the new thing? It's these balloons. You swallow a balloon, someone does an endoscopy. That's a surgical procedure, but not with cutting. But does a surgical procedure, fills up the balloon, you lose 7% of your body weight if you're typical over a 6-month period, which helps reverse diabetes. Other things, obviously, the gastric sleeve and gastric resection, but those are invasive surgical procedures and require a lot of work. Lawsuits over baby powder, don't use talcum or Johnson's baby powder. especially in your genital areas. Probably even Johnson & Johnson would say that now. Next to the stories is there is a lot of benefit to doing exercise with your kids, and keep doing that. And a lot of benefit shown in these studies using a multivitamin if you're in the pregnancy-bearing years, especially for women, and even since 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, every woman between maybe 12 and 50 should do it, and over 50 for both men and women. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of your health. Stay tuned and come back next week for more of Staying Well on Radio MD.